serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Just me. There's something in there we can learn today. Listen to what she said. Spare my father, spare my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. So the man said to her, our life is yours, if you do not tell this business of ours. And it shall come about when the Lord gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. The power of God. There's a few things we can learn today from Rahab. There's a few things that we can learn from Rahab today. There's a children's church on the other side stepping into my message. Amen. Amen. God said, learn something today. Learn something today from Rahab. A few things. The first thing, understand this, that Rahab was a Canaanite. And Canaanites was hated by the Israelites. So here it is, she wanted the Israelites to spare a Canaanite. How God gonna do that? How can that happen? First of all, learn it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. It doesn't matter. Some people feel that because of their religious preferences before really coming in to know God, that they can't have that relationship with God. But let me tell you, God loves everybody. We all can come to God. Even a Canaanite. A mixed breed. Hallelujah. We're picking up some services from somewhere, but I hope it's holy. A mixed breed. A Canaanite. Listen what it says. She had nothing to hide. Anybody trying to hide anything, to pretend? Everybody knew who she was. She was a lady of the night. She was a harlot. She didn't have anything to lie. To hide. She was a liar. Everybody knew. Are any phoners in the house? We come to church. We can play church. But let me tell you, God knows who we are. And in our new beginning, we have to understand that I have nothing to hide. I can come open before God, openly before God. Amen, amen, amen. If you can mute everybody except me, we should take care of that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's the enemy. Don't like this message. But that's okay. I'm going to preach it today. Amen. Listen, she had nothing to hide. Look at somebody and tell them, don't pretend. Don't pretend. Don't pretend you love me. No, you don't. Don't pretend that you have a relationship with God and you know that is not there. We have nothing to pretend. If we're a sinner, we're a sinner. And if we say that we're in Christ and we're saved and we love the Lord, we should be who we say that we are. We have nothing to hide today. Don't pretend. She didn't have anything to hide. She was open. Learn that from Rahab. She was open about it. She didn't try to tell me, I'm just here at the house. I really don't work in here. This isn't my line of business. That's my sister do that or nothing like that. She was open. She was open. The Lord know who we are. And when we can accept who we are, God can change us. He can move in our lives. He can do things within us. And not only that, we have to understand not only did she have nothing to hide, but God knew her heart. We said that last week, that Lord, the God knows our heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at our heart. So what can we hide? And when we start pretending, we are only pretending to ourselves. We are only pretending to ourselves. God saw her heart. Not only did God see her heart, God knew her lifestyle. The God don't care about what your lifestyle was or what kind of life you was living. Matter of fact, what kind of life you're living now. God say today, whatever it is, it's time for your change. Oh, I've been doing this for so long. You know, I don't know if I can stop. No, God, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. If we go to God and we are open to God and we are honest to God and we before God, God steps in and change. The thing about God, a lot of time you don't see results because God changed from the inside out. God doing the work on the inside, but you still see little things on the outside. And you look at somebody and you still see outside stuff happening and you think nothing is happening. God is working on the inside. Just let God do what he do. Because he know how to do what he do. Amen. Amen. He is an expert. He's more than an expert. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Don't tell me what he can't do. God can do it. But God, he saw her heart. And that's the thing about it. Tell somebody this. We can talk this morning. Look at him and tell him, God, know your heart. And the thing about it, as we said, sometimes God knows our heart and we don't even know our heart. We don't even know what's in us. No way you would have told me that I'm who I am today when I was back there in the world. I didn't know I had all that in me. I didn't know I could love somebody the way I love them. I didn't know I can love my enemies. I'm not talking about just talking about, I didn't know I can love my enemies. Oh, I have a story to tell. I'm not going to tell it today. Because when you say you have love and you can love your enemy, you start talking about what God have on the inside of you, then come a test. Then come the test. And love in God. I'm talking about that never changing love. In spite of what somebody said to you, in spite of how somebody treated you last week, no, how somebody treated you this week, can we still say we love them? God looks at our heart. God knows our heart, and he's trying to usher into what's on the inside of us that we don't know about, because there's so much on the inside of us that we don't even know ourselves. We don't even understand and recognize things ourselves. But listen, she mattered to God. We matter to God today. We matter to God in the midst of our situation. In the midst of our situation, we matter to God. We are in his plans. We are in his plans. Jeremiah 29, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. King James say, I know the thoughts that I have for you. There's a plan at work in our lives. And so many times we don't see it because of the way things look in the natural. In the natural. But I'm receiving my new beginning today. I'm receiving God, my new beginning today. She understood something about her relationship with God, that she mattered to God, and she asked, say, listen, I know God is real. I know something about God. And she believed God, that she said, listen, I know that God is who he said is. How can a harlot be so strong in faith? How can she stand in such a place? I haven't even received God yet. You see how quick things can change? Look at Hebrews 11:31. Talking about Rahab. It says, I know the plans that he has for her. Listen to what it says. By faith, Rahab, she had enough faith to believe God. By faith, Rahab, the harlot, did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. By faith, she heard about God. She heard what had happened when they crossed Jordan. She heard about the kings how they were destroyed, and she, by faith, she trusted and believed God. Can we by faith today trust and believe God for a new beginning? Can we by faith trust and believe that God is going to use just what he said he's going to do? We have to trust God by faith. You know how things are going to change in my life? By faith. You know how my new breakthrough is coming? By faith. You know how my new start is going to happen? By faith. My faith in God is going to happen. A new step is going to happen by faith. This is my new beginning. If I'm going to get a new beginning, I need a new strength. Lord, strengthen right now, God, for this new beginning. I need that hope alive on the inside of me. God is saying a new beginning. Can you believe God for your new beginning today? Can you believe it? By faith, Rahab, the harlot, did not perish along with those. And she did something here that we should be able to do. Just don't be so concerned about yourself. Ask God for your family. Not just for you. I'm praying, Lord God. Rahab, say, when you come, I want you to spare my mama. I want you to spare my daddy. I want you to spare my sister. I want my whole family. Not just my whole family, but everybody that's connected to my family. Not just ma'am, not just who I know. I know them, but then they may know somebody that I don't know. Protect them, Lord God. Listen at the power of God. You can cover my whole house, my children. Lord, protect my children. Not only protect my children, protect those that are around my children, that they're around, Lord God. Let your protection go forth, Lord God. Rahab said, it's not just about me. If you, God, and you got that so much power, not only do it for me, but do it for my family. Look at somebody and tell him he's going to do it for my family. Yeah, my broke down brother, I know y'all gave up on him, but listen, I got God at work in his life. God is going to work on my brother. God is going to work on my loved one. God, not only my situation, what he's saying here, not only work on my situation, but work on their situations too. Man, what a powerful God. See, Job knew that about God. That's why he prayed for all his sons every day. He was right there praying. He just didn't pray for himself. I found out the one that we claim a lot of times is the black sheep, that's the white sheep. That's the one that God really going to work with. But how you know that? Because they had labeled me a black sheep.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.